So I'm now going to tell you a little bit about an interesting article that I read recently. I found it online on the Independent newspaper's website, and the Independent is a famous British newspaper. And the article was entitled, Why Single-Sex Schools Are Bad for Your Health If You're a Boy. So the subject of the article is Education in England, and it discusses whether or not single-sex schools or mixed schools are best for children, especially concerning boys. So in England, there are still a lot of single-sex schools, especially in private schools. Most state-run schools in England are now mixed, with boys and girls being educated together in the same class, but there are still a few private single schools, single-sex schools in Britain. A lot of the time they are also boarding schools. So this whole article discusses whether or not single-sex schools are a good thing for children, but most importantly for boys. So it discusses if single-sex schools have a negative effect on boys' upbringing, and does it affect their private lives later on in their life. And the statistics show in this article that many boys who have been educated in an all-boys school, so a single-sex school, have had difficulties in the future with relationships with women, and they're more likely to experience marital breakdowns or divorces. So it seems that single-sex education has a negative effect on boys' social development, because they are not used to socialising or having friendships with girls or women. So I found this article really interesting because it deals with the very common idea that education forms you as a person from a very early age, and it shapes who you later become. So the way you are educated and brought up can affect your personality and your relationships in the future. So the article is also quite interesting because it only focuses on the negative effects of single-sex schools on boys. It does not say that girls are also affected. The research done by the scientists actually proves that girls are not as likely to be affected by being educated in an all-girls school, because they are more capable of adapting to socializing with boys and having relationships with them. So it seems it's only the boys that have the negative effects, not girls. And that only boys are prone to being negatively affected by their education, and girls do not feel the effects as strongly. So I also found the article really compelling because it completely dismisses a claim that has been made by some that being educated in a single-sex school makes a child more likely to become homosexual later in their life. And according to me and a lot of other people, this is of course an absurd and narrow-minded opinion. And the research and the statistics that are done in this for this article show that this is not the case and that it is a stupid, stupid view. And so I really enjoyed reading this article because education in general is a very important subject today. And this article proves that education can really affect what kind of person you become later in your life.